Louise Story joins us now, finance reporter for our partner, the New York Times, with a quick takeout of concern to people with mortgages. Louise, we've heard a lot about Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and their mortgage problems. All of a sudden, the Federal Housing Administration, the FHA, may be in trouble. What's going on there?
So the FHA is something a lot of people hadn't heard of, John, because it was tiny for the last decade. It backed very few loans. It insures mortgage loans for lower income borrowers. But 2 years ago, when the housing market started tumbling, the FHA jumped in and it became the only lender in town. And to the point where we've got Congress people, there was a hearing yesterday saying we would have no housing market without the FHA. So it expanded dramatically. It's been making 6,000 loans a day. What it does is it guarantees loans made by the lenders, which is four times the amount it made in 2006. But as it makes all these loans, the question is it taking on too much risk? It is backed by the taxpayer.
So the FHA, because it works at the lower income bracket of the housing market, did it possibly exacerbate the subprime problem by focusing in that high risk area? And does it need a bailout?
So right now they're saying it does not need a bailout, but it did offer loans to subprime borrowers to get them out of their subprime loans. And it's really been the only game in town. We featured some people in our story who've gotten FHA loans recently.
Right.
One of them was a woman named Bernadine Scheinman. She's a teacher, an English teacher in Denver, Colorado. And she could not get a loan from anyone. But eventually she got this loan backed by the FHA. And she told us, you know, when it came through, she cried because she could have a house. And this is the kind of hope that borrowers can't find anywhere aside from the FHA today. However, we've got a lot of people worried that they're becoming the new subprime.
Speaking of hope there, Louise Story, a shocker in Oslo, don't you think? Would you have bet on Barack Obama getting the Nobel Peace Prize?
Well, one thing I wondered, and I don't know the rules, but I wondered if people are allowed to turn it down. People are allowed to say,
come back to me in a couple years.
That's great. Louise Story, finance reporter for our partner, the New York Times.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.